certain superstitions, however absurd they may seem, remain in the human imagination and are often used by unscrupulous people. When I visited Dracula's castle, which has been reconstructed merely to give tourists the feeling that they're in a special place, I was approached by a government official who implied that I would receive a significant, to use his word, gift when the film was shown on the BBC. In the mind of that official, I was helping to propagate the myth and thus deserved a generous reward. One of the guides said that the number of visitors increased each year and that any mention of the place would prove positive, even a program saying that the castle was a fake, that Vlad Dracula was a historical figure who had nothing to do with the myth, and that it was all merely a product of the wild imaginings of one Irishman. Editor's note, Bram Stoker, who had never even visited the region. I knew then that, however rigorous I was with the facts, I was unwittingly collaborating with the lie. Even if the idea behind my script was to de-mythologize the place, people would believe what they wanted to believe. The guide was right. I would simply be helping to generate more publicity. I immediately abandoned the project, even though I'd already spent quite a lot of money on the trip and on my research. And yet, my journey to Transylvania was to have a huge impact on my life.